Sharmila Fisher of Eyewitness News has been in Malmesbury for much of the day. She left for the small town very much immediately as the news came that there had been an attack on a mosque in Malmesbury, which we now know left three people dead, the attacker and two worshippers in the mosque. Sharmila, I know that you've been reporting on this throughout the day and so have other people, but you know, let's not assume that everybody knows what went on. So if you wouldn't mind summarizing what is known about what happened early this morning.
Yes, good afternoon, John. Well, what police are saying that in the early hours of this morning, after 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock this morning, several worshippers were attending a series of programs at the mosque for the last 10 days of the holy month of Ramadan that's drawing to a close. And what happened was that we're told by relatives here in Malmesbury that the man, the attacker, he is not from the area. He came here last night looking for shelter, telling them that he's on his way to Friedenberg and he's looking for a place to stay overnight. They allowed him to stay and he participated in the prayers and rituals that took place at the mosque during the course of the night. And then in the early hours of this morning, he took out a knife and he attacked the imam, and several people came to the imam's defense. And in the process, two worshippers were killed. At the moment, we're standing outside the house of Ismail Basa, a 72-year-old man who was one of the worshippers who was killed during the attack this morning, and he will be laid to rest later this afternoon. Currently, there are several cars pulling up with residents and family members coming to pay their final respects as before he will be laid to rest this afternoon. And what we do know is after the attack, the attacker, he left the mosque as other worshippers chased him, and he ran about a kilometer. There's an open field about a kilometer from the mosque. And what happened was that is where he was, where police got him. And following a standoff with police, he also apparently, according to local Malmesbury police, tried to attack a police officer, and subsequently he was shot dead. His body was at the scene on the field for many hours afterwards as police continued with the investigation, and it was removed about 2 hours ago. His body was removed from the scene, so it's unknown at this point where the hoax's investigation is. They have told us earlier today during a press briefing that the only information they can give us at this point is the fact that they can confirm that they've taken over the investigation from the police, and they'll further communicate during the course of the day, because the investigation's in a sensitive stage.
Sharmila, Mr. Basa, the dead man whose name has been made public, he is a local. The other dead man is apparently a Somali citizen or a Somali refugee. I'm not quite sure what his status would be. And he hasn't been identified yet because apparently his family has not been able to be located to be informed. I get the impression from some of the reportage that there's a reasonable number of Somali worshippers in that mosque. We don't know, and the man who carried out the attack is dead, so he won't be able to, but I presume they'll be looking to find friends, acquaintances of his who might give them some clue as to what was going on in his mind. But is there thought perhaps to be some kind of Somali link to this?
Well, at this point, what the hawks have said, it's the motive is unknown. They don't know what the exact cause is. A lot of Somali nationals have also gathered at the house of the deceased to pay their respects as well. From what we do know is that some of the Somali residents we've spoken to, they are saying that they didn't know who this man was either. And so I think the police's investigation will center around trying to figure out firstly who this person was and where he came from, and then also try to establish what the exact cause, the reason behind the stabbing was.
So one of the questions that needs to be answered is where it sounds as if he went there planning. to commit murder, multiple murder, perhaps, because one of the reports said that the knife that he had with him was a large Bowie-style knife, and you know, whether it's something for self-protection and something triggered it, or whether he went there with the intention of killing, none of that, because nobody knows who he is. The one thing that I've seen reported as well is that he spoke in a different accent, so he came from a different part of Somalia than the people who generally worship in the mosque.
Yeah, and that's what the residents here are also saying, that was also a bit weird to them because they didn't know who he was or where he came from. And at this point, there's still a lot of unanswered questions, and the police will have to give answers to the public and to the community who here are saying that this is a close-knit community. This gentleman who was killed, one of the men who were killed, Mr. Basa, he was well-loved and well-respected in this community, and they all want answers.
Shamila Fisher of Eyewitness News.